A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Light flows into a golden wave that forms a metallic W below a yellow cube, N-Wave Pictures. Under a sparkling light, the logo is a dial around a compass rose, Octopolis Maison de Production. Sony. Sony Pictures International Productions. Netflix presents, in yellow letters on a black background, N-Wave and Octopolis present in association with Sony Pictures International Productions, an N-Wave Pictures production in co-production with Octopolis, in association with Sony Pictures International Productions. From above a misty mountain landscape, down below is a jungle crossed by a river. At the foot of the luxuriant vegetation stands the sculpted stone entrance of a cave. Two hares dressed as explorers arrive.
Told you I'd find it.
But not if they found it first.
A rowing boat by the riverbank.
I doubt it. It looks to me like that crocodile won't have to feed for a while.
Near the boat, a crocodile rises from beneath some flowers and enters the water. The brown hare wearing a colonial helmet follows his gray companion who's wearing a brown leather jacket. After cutting away the vines on the cave door, the gray hare takes a stone hamster out of his jacket pocket. He slots the missing piece in the door, which activates the opening. Inside, there's a passage. The stone walls are covered with sculptures of smiling hamsters.
And to think you and everyone doubted me. You know, I don't even know why I let you come, brother.
He takes one step forward. Darts fly out from the hamster mouths. The brown hare pulls him back.
I'm sure you'll think of a reason.
The brown hare takes out his whip. He sends it high up to a tree root and takes off, landing in front of a large open doorway. The other hare jumps to his side. With a torchlight, together they step down into the dark cave towards a niche. On an altar sits a statuette.
The hamster of darkness.
The gray hare's ear is floppy.
Finally! And when I bring this back to the kingdom, nobody's going to be laughing at my ear anymore. No, I'm going to be the one who's laughing. Not at my ear, of course, but because I was right that the hamster is real.
The gray hare bounds forward. They run from rock to rock to reach the statue.
Something does not feel right.
Oh, hush. Let me enjoy this glorious moment.
He grabs the statuette. Eyes on the wall sculpture turn red. The statuette turns to dust. The cave rumbles and rocks start to crumble. The brown hare pulls the gray hare. They run over stones as fast as possible, escaping from the cave in a huge cloud of dust.
20 years ago, my father and his brother Lapin almost found the greatest artifact in the world.
I'm sorry, Lapin.
This isn't happening! What the?
Over there.
But they found something else.
The brown hare approaches the boat. A small creature, half chicken, half hare, wriggles in a basket, a feather on its head.
What is it? The little freak's pointing at my ear.
No, he's not.
He did it again.
Nonsense. He's adorable. Hi there, little guy.
You're not taking him back with us.
I'm not leaving him here.
It's a good thing that I'm the older brother and will be king someday. Because you're too soft, brother. Way too soft.
My uncle never found the Hamster of Darkness. And he was never named king. But we'll get to that soon enough.
Chicken Hare and the Hamster of Darkness. Under a glowing sky, a ship with swelling sails glides across the ocean. On the bridge, the brown hare in princely clothes holds the baby in his arms. On the horizon, a kingdom. On an island, dominated by a castle. Evening in a room of the castle, the brown hare, Arthur, puts the baby in a cradle.
From the moment my dad brought me home, I was preparing for the day when I would become a great adventurer.
He hands him a toy. The baby throws it in his face.
Here you go.
He gives him a whip, receives a blow on the muzzle.
Ow! Oh, ow!
Oh. Nice snap of the wrist.
The little one gives himself a blow.
Oh! No. What do you think?
Arthur offers him a miniature caravel. The ship docks under a beautiful sun.
My favorite days were the days when my dad returned from an adventure.
The little one, Hopper, is now a child.
Personally, I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, they just found a bunch of old junk. I find all sorts of old junk in alleys, and nobody's throwing me a parade.
That's my turtle servant, Abe. He's a glasses-all-empty kind of guy.
Arthur, dressed as an explorer.
Dad!
Hi there, little guy!
Did you find the fork from the last brunch?
And the knife! But I couldn't find the spoon. Of course I found the spoon!
A crowd makes a hedge of honor for Arthur, who walks up a street, Hopper on his shoulders.
When I saw how everyone looked up to adventurers like my dad, there and then, I decided that's how I want them to see me.
He has a colonial helmet on, the sacred spoon in his mouth. He runs into a sign in the room.
And so there I was, 200 feet above hair-eating crocodiles, hanging from a cliff.
And then, what happened?
And then...
Up on high, Arthur hangs from the chandelier, then jumps to the foot of the bed.
You went to bed. Hey, that's why they call it a cliffhanger, pal. Good night, my future royal adventurer.
Arthur moves away, rests the sacred spoon on a base in front of the door. He takes out his whip. And he puts out the flame of the candle by Hopper's bed. Hopper relights the candle.
I was obsessed with adventuring. I stayed up every night reading.
Leaning against his cushion, he reads an ancient book. He looks up, sniffs. His head feathers on fire.
Ah, stupid feathers.
He goes back to reading. In the library with Abe, his turtle valet.
I devoured every book about adventuring and spent hours in the Royal Library. I could not get enough of it. I knew the day would come.
He throws a book which Abe catches, then consults another one. He hangs on the whip and descends the shelves, hanging like a bat from a chandelier. He reads. A leap over gigantic piles of books.
I don't think heavy lifting is in my job description.
Hopper sits on a huge globe and immerses himself in reading. In the darkness, images of ships and magic creatures appear. Daylight comes. Hopper has grown again. He shuts his book.
The tryouts! Let's go, Abe!
He jumps off the globe. Wedged on his shell between piles of books, Abe opens an eye. Hopper climbs the steps of the castle. In front of a door, two guards hold out their palms to stop him. He gives them a high five, enters the room. At the throne, he jumps on his father's lap. Hopper pulls the scepter lever. The wall of the throne rotates. Below, rows of seats overlook an arena in front of the sea.
Every year, I watch the Royal Adventure Society tryouts, determined to pick up tips for when it was my turn to run.
He goes to join a chicken and a hare that are seated.
Why'd you invite him to sit with us?
My dad made me. Because his dad's the new king.
I can't believe we gotta be seen with that freak chicken hare.
It could be worse. We could be chicken hair.
Right?
Oh, man.
Hopper hears them. In the center of the arena, a hare launches some rocket fireworks. Hopper is scared and falls, spilling his popcorn. The spectators watch in surprise. He runs away. Hopper takes refuge in his room. He looks sadly at his chicken feet. Then turns to the painting of a hare adventurer with a feathered hat and leather jacket, holding a lasso and a knife. He comes slowly down the Grand Castle staircase. He's wearing fake hare paw shoes. He's wearing a leather jacket and a brown hat.
That was a lot of fun. What a crop! The competitors are getting better and better every year. Some world-class adventurers
chicken hair?
In that bunch, that's for sure.
What are you wearing?
Like it? It's very in. It's very now. Now.
Boots that make you look like you have hair feet are very now. Now?
Styles change a lot since you were a kid, Dad.
Come on, let's take that hat off so I can...
No! Everybody laughs at me, Dad.
I know it's hard being different.
No, you don't know. Nobody knows what it's like to be me.
Chicken Hair, now what have I always told you? The things that make us different
are the things that make us special. Yeah, I know, Dad, but I don't want to be special. I just want to be normal. And wearing this, I feel normal.
Maybe I'm not as up on the fashion trends as I used to be.
Oh, it's not just you, Dad. It's all old people. Oh, and check out what I can do in my new boots!
He falls down the stairs.
Oh, I'm okay. All good. A little sore.
It's just a phase. You'll grow out of it.
The four seasons pass for the castle. One year later, in autumn, alligators are posted in a circle around the arena. They beat large drums. Three judges greet the crowd. Underground, the rooster and the strong hair with a blonde streak are warming up. Hopper, too.
This is it. Moment of truth. The day all my dreams come true. Remember my three keys to success? Don't screw up.
In accordance with the laws in the Royal Rulebook, those applicants today who reach the finish line shall be considered for the Royal Adventure Society for life. First up, Chicken Hair.
Two doors open onto the track. Dressed as an adventurer in his rabbit paw boots, Hopper moves forward. Lance, the rooster, and Whitey, the hare, join Abe.
This should be interesting.
A trap door opens on the track. Hopper gets a knife. An alligator lowers a lever. A course of trees and vegetation is set up in front of Hopper.
Come on!
He rushes forward, falling awkwardly in his boots. He tries to pull the knife out of the tree.
That's just slowing me down.
What are you doing?
Hopper passes between the ropes crossed between the trees. His rabbit boot gets stuck. He's attacked by large wooden leaves. He loses his hat and quickly puts it on again.
Ouch, that hurts!
Hopper advances by crawling. The leaves knock him out again. The judges note the first challenge.
Just getting my bearings. Time to make up some ground.
A sea with notched waves and crocodiles with sharp teeth appears. Hopper bounces from post to post. He jumps to avoid the crocodile teeth and get out of the sea. In front of him, the ruins of a temple appear. He grabs the lasso from the base.
Here we go.
His hat falls in his eyes.
Oh no.
The lasso is caught in the wheels of the sea. He disappears inside.
I'm okay. Just go on.
He gets back up. Alligators are lined up to turn the wave mechanism. He runs straight ahead, bumping past them.
Sorry!
Two alligators eye each other and lower a lever. Climbing planks rise up on the third course. Hopper emerges, clinging to a cloud. He falls at the exit of the obstacle. The judges are stunned. At the edge of the track, an alligator bangs his drum. Another lowers a lever. A walkway unfolds in front of Hopper. There are missing boards. The walkway crosses the entire arena. Underneath, the steel floor retracts.
Come on, you're almost there. All you have to do is get across the really, really, really deep, but not quite, bottomless pit.
Arthur on his throne.
Careful, son.
I can't watch, but I can't look away.
Hopper takes a few steps. The crowd watches as the bridge rocks.
Easy.
Suddenly, wind carries away his hat.
Let it go!
He recovers it, tumbles into the void, catches himself on a rope between two boards. His hat falls into the pit. He tries to get back up, then falls. An alligator operates a net above the pit.
Arthur is distressed. Abe removes his cap. The judge gives the score. On the net, Hopper lies back defeated.
Well, there's always a plan B.
I don't have a plan B.
You could become a stamp collector. Yeah, it's like an adventure every time the mail comes. And the mail comes every day. That's a lot of adventures. Ah, what's so great about being a royal adventurer anyway? Besides the fame and adulation.
Hey, Chicken Hair. Nice work today. Nothing but net. Yeah. Hey, what'd you expect? He's mostly chicken.
No, he's mostly hair.
Chicken.
Hair.
Chicken.
Hair.
Chicken.
You know, if you close your eyes and take it out of context, it sounds like they're cheering for you. Chicken hair. Chicken hair. Chicken hair. Chicken.
Ugh. Hopper is no longer there. In front of the mirror in his room, he takes off his hat and sees his feathers.
Why can't I be like everyone else?
Chicken hair?
Jeez, Dad. Think you could knock?
Sorry, just thought you'd want to talk about what happened today.
Oh, that? Just a minor setback is all. Next year, I'm gonna focus on doing more cardio. Maybe some altitude training.
You do know you can't audition twice.
Well, I figured since you're the king, you could make an exception.
I can't break the rules just because you're my son.
Come on, Dad. All I need is one more shot. I knew I could crush
Chicken
it if I...
Chicken Hair, you need to put your energies elsewhere.
Hopper takes his father's hand off his shoulder.
I know it's difficult to let go of your dream. I just don't want to see you get hurt again.
Hopper gets into bed.
Is this because I embarrassed you?
Oh, Chicken Hair, you could never embarrass me. When I look at you, I wish you could see what I see.
Yeah, wish I could too. Because all I see is that I've got the worst parts of a hare and a chicken.
Maybe you got the best parts. Do you know the greatest treasure I ever found?
The Fountain of Middle Age?
It was you. Finding you when your Uncle Lupin and I went searching for the Hamster of Darkness was the best thing that ever happened to me. Good night, son.
Arthur places the sacred spoon on the bed. Hopper gets up and takes the spoon. In the early morning, a rooster proudly comes out on his balcony. A shoe is thrown at him. Hopper runs.
I've studied adventuring more than anybody, right?
Followed by Abe.
So, I've just got to figure out the location of the one treasure that every adventurer has been searching for, but has never found.
Abe buys an apple. Hopper pulls him on.
And when I figure that out, he'll have to let me into the Royal Adventure Society.
He rushes into the library.
What's the treasure?
Come on. You know what I'm talking about. The greatest undiscovered treasure of all time.
Gotcha. The greatest undiscovered treasure of all time. I have no idea.
Arturo the Rodent King created it to take over the world?
Nope, doesn't ring a bell.
Then his brother Ramon stole it and hid it before Arturo could use it? Ah, it's got the power of a million hamsters?
Oh. Nope, still don't have it.
It rhymes with the Dampster of Harkness.
They turn to the shadow of a huge peacock in front of a window. They force a smile and walk away.
The Hamster of Darkness, Abe. How could you not get that?
Hey, from where I'm sitting, it was a problem with the clues.
An old book.
According to the old legends, at the hour of 9 and a new day's dawn, the constellation of the hamster shall point to the temple of the Hamster of Darkness.
Well, it's almost 9, which means I'm about to start making time and a half. Cha-ching!
There's just one problem. You can't see a constellation at 9 in the morning. It's too bright out. We gotta be missing something.
Yeah, breakfast. I'm starving.
I need the original text.
He turns his head towards the shadow in front of the window. The peacock is sculpted in a huge armchair where a mole with big glasses sits. She consults a register.
Eric the Literal's volume 13 on the Hamster of Darkness is checked out.
When's it due back?
3 months ago.
Fine. I'll go get it myself. So who's got it?
Your Uncle Lupin.
In front of a prison in the rain.
So, how long has it been since you've seen your uncle?
Not since he tried to overthrow my father. He wasn't too happy that my grandfather chose my dad as king and not him.
Talk about rich people's problems.
Let's go. I'm sure time has mellowed him.
Oh, no. My duties as your turtle servant do not extend to accompanying you to meet with your terrifying uncle in his jail cell.
He leaps through a contract.
Yep, nothing about meeting with evil uncles in their jail cells. You see, this is why you join a union. Servants and bedpan handlers, Local 645. Straight through numbers.
The heavy doors open. Hopper advances in fear. Torch in hand, a toad stands before him. He opens an iron gate. The jailkeeper sleeps, tongue hanging out. In his cage, a duck wearing aviator glasses swings on an iron basket.
What's he in for?
Murder!
Tax evasion.
I murdered the tax code. The prison that can hold Barry Gold Farm hasn't been filled.
Hopper and the guard go down in the cage.
Some rules to remember. Do not pass upon anything, as he will turn it into a weapon. To carry. Do not approach the cell, do not touch the bars, and whatever you do, don't reach through the bars. The last guy to do that spent a month in the hospital. Granted, that was for the flu, but I'm pretty sure he caught it from Lapin.
The guard exits the cage.
You're not coming with me?
The union says I don't have to. Thank goodness for prison guards and haberdashers, Local 646. Strength through numbers.
Lit by the torch, Hopper descends into the depths of the prison. Hopper leaves the elevator shaft, walks towards a cell plunged in darkness. Brandishing his torch, he advances cautiously. His uncle appears wrapped in a blanket.
Nephew? What a pleasant surprise.
Hi, Uncle Lapin. I was in the neighborhood and thought it might be nice to stop by and say hi. So, hi. And, oh, yeah, there's this book that you've got from the library, and it's actually long overdue.
Oh, no. What are they gonna do? Lock me up.
Right. That's funny, because you're already locked up for trying to overthrow my father.
Well, I always did have a problem with authority. So, you're looking for the Hamster of Darkness, are you?
Oh, no, no. I don't think it's real.
Really? Every time I've requested a book on the topic of adventuring and it wasn't in, it was because you had checked it out. Somebody's been doing their homework. It's real. And we both know it. It would be quite a feather in your cap to bring back to the Royal Adventure Society, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Such a waste. You see, when I find the Hamster of Darkness, I'm going to use it to take over the kingdom. I'm just joking. Besides, I'm locked in this tower that no one has ever escaped from. You think I've been waiting here, hoping you'd visit me because you were the final piece of my escape plan? I wish I was that cunning. Now, let me find that book for you. Is this the one?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. So, if you just toss it on over here, I'll get out of your way, and you can go back to marking the days on the wall with chalk.
I'm afraid my time in here has weakened me. Come over here.
Why not just give it a little toss,
huh? Harold looks at him coldly.
On second thought, I'll come get it.
Hopper passes his hand through the bars. His uncle is too close.
Oops.
Hopper falls back. He loses his adventurer's hat, revealing his feathers.
Oh, I just remembered. I'm not quite done with it. Goodbye, chicken hair. Don't forget your hat.
Hopper picks up his hat and runs away. Harold remains still, hands behind his back. Nighttime, Hopper is restless in his bed.
His uncle holds Hopper's largest feather in his hand. He sticks it into the lock to open the door. Harold escapes and retrieves some keys from the sleeping guard. He frees two bulls, a goat, and a duck. Hopper awakes startled. He checks his reflection in the mirror.
Oh no!
His head feather is gone. He takes his hat, his leather jacket, and leaves. In the cell, weasels are collecting clues.
Dear brother, enjoy your last days as king. All the best, Lupin.
I'm sorry, Dad.
You know you're not allowed to visit Lupin. What were you thinking?
He had this book I needed about the Hamster of Darkness. See, I figured...
I told you to let it go.
Sir, it's a map.
On the map, across.
The Tomb of the Unknown Turtle.
The ancient adventurer Frederick the Extremely Short proposed that as one of the rumored locations of the Hamster of Darkness.
That's where Lupin's going. Ready my fastest boat. We leave immediately.
Dad, I know everything about the Hamster of Darkness. Bring me along. I can help.
No, you've done enough already.
In the cell, Hopper leans against the bars. A shelf full of books is right opposite him. He takes the volume of The Hamster of Darkness. A book falls. Hopper scans the space and frowns.
Hey, boss, just came by to see how you're doing. I mean, other than letting the kingdom's most dangerous criminal escape.
I'm doing great!
You are?
Look what I found behind the bookshelf!
An abstract painting?
A map, Abe!
Huh.
Lupin's been obsessed with the Hamster of Darkness. It doesn't make sense that he'd think the temple would be at the Tomb of the Unknown Turtle. That's been searched so many times. It's a minute before 9. Something's missing.
Looks like the moths are gonna be the only ones to miss Lupin.
It's winter. There are no moths. It's the constellation.
Coincidence.
It's not, Abe. Lupin has been on this quest for years. It's not a blanket, it's a curtain. Give me that!
He hangs the curtain on the small window. The sun shines through the holes and lights up the ground.
You see? Total coincidence.
I'm not so sure. Let me clear the floor. Yes, that's it! The book!
His back to the window, Hopper places the volume on the ground.
At the hour of 9, on a new day's dawn, the constellation shall point to the Temple of the Hamster of Darkness.
A dazzling light bursts from the constellations on the cover of the book. Slowly, the magnificent pink light beams are directed toward the map on the wall. They converge towards the top of a mountain and form a V.
Bingo.
Where's the X? Don't maps need an X to mark the spot?
The V becomes a cross.
Oh, darn tropes.
Hopper loses his smile. He runs towards the port, the ship in the distance.
Dad!
He stumbles.
We need to get a boat ready. We have to beat Lupin to the Hamster of Darkness.
Oh, no. Forget about it. I am not an adventurer. And you're... How do I put this delicately? You're... You.
Maybe I'm not much of an adventurer. But we're the only ones who can do this now. And if we don't, Lupin's gonna come back and take over the kingdom.
Well, unemployment is kinda high. And your dad's been king for what, 15 years?
This is serious, Abe. And it's all my fault.
Not all. Only like 90%.
I'm going. And I want you to come with me.
I'm your royal servant. I'm legally bound to go with you.
No. I'm not asking as your master. I'm asking you as a friend.
Well, that makes it an easy decision.
Abe takes off his valet wig.
Actually, that makes it an incredibly difficult decision. Can you even be friends with your boss? Isn't the relationship completely skewed by the power dynamic? What? These are deep philosophical questions. I, for one, find them intellectually invigorating. Wait. No, actually, I'm sorry. Keep going. Wait! I'm coming, friend. But be prepared for a lot of I told you so.
A boat floats under a blazing sun. Wearing a sailor's beret, Abe writes in a notebook.
I have been at sea for 12 long minutes. The heat is unbearable. thirst is a constant companion. And as for hunger, I may be developing a taste for chicken and hare.
At the helm, Hopper watches the kingdom disappear.
Not too late to turn around.
I always wanted an adventure. I just hope we can pull it off.
I'm sure we will. I have no confidence in our chances. If you're reading this, that means I've either been crushed, impaled, poleaxed, harpooned, eaten alive by carnivorous beetles, drowned in a sea full of sharks, killed by birds pecking at my...
The little duck flies over the boat and continues his way. At the mast of a ship, a flag flies with the symbol of a hare with one floppy ear. One of the two bulls is at the helm. A fly lands on his muscular arm. Barry the duck lands on the other. The bull throws him to the ground. Barry falls down the stairs and lands on the bridge.
Water.
He dunks his head in a bucket of soapy water.
Oh, here goes Tom Nice. Oh, so punched. Oh, that jet stream gets me every time.
Well?
Huh? Oh, yeah. The king took the bait. Everything's going like we planned.
Like we planned?
Okay, technically it was your plan, but I agreed it was a great plan.
No, it's the perfect plan.
Well, not quite perfect.
What?
It's your nephew.
The freak?
He knows where the hamster is, and he and his little turtle friend are following us. Hey, I figured we could wait for them and flank them and engage them in a nautical battle. I've always wanted to be in a nautical battle.
Please remember, you're here because of your wings, not your brain. I cannot waste valuable time on the off chance that the freak actually makes it across the ocean. No. We'll subcontract this one out. And I have just the animal for the job.
The pirate ship lands on an island.
Luther, the last member of our team.
A gorilla.
The most ruthless animal I've ever had the pleasure of working with. He's so mean, he once killed an animal just for snoring.
Oh! I have sleep apnea, and it's pretty bad. Can we get separate rooms?
The gorilla.
Lupin! It's been too long.
Wearing a pink baby carrier.
It's okay, little guy.
Harold widens his eyes. Hopper's boat arrives on the island. They enter the exotic city, populated with threatening animals. Many bazaars are set up in the small, crowded streets.
This city is where Alexander the Sweaty discovered the mustache of destiny. Isn't this place great?
Yeah, great place to get murdered. Why are we here anyway?
Follow me. This very tavern is where Hector the Lost hired the legless Sherpa who led him to the atheist temple. I never thought I'd see it with my own eyes.
I think you and I have very different bucket lists.
At the tavern counter, a rhinoceros plays dominoes.
With any luck, this is where we'll find our guy.
Or at least a communicable disease.
Hey, you need a guide? I'm your gal. I know that jungle like the back of my tail. And the front.
Don't do it, kid. She's bad news. Only a fool without a snout would hire a skunk.
The guy you want's over there.
A one-eyed rat carves a piece of wood with a long knife. Frightened, Hopper and Abe move towards him.
Excuse me? I'm looking for a guide.
Well, fellow here, you've come to the right rat. The name's Rusty, but my sense of direction's not. Come on, let's go talk in the back, away from prying ears.
Yep, I think we can totally trust this guy. Not suspicious at all.
They enter behind the curtain of a side room. The skunk frowns.
So, Rusty, we gotta go to the...
I already know where you're going.
You do? Wow. No wonder you're a guide.
You're going with him.
Luther angrily pushes aside a sliding door, his baby on his stomach.
He's joking, right?
The gorilla advances. Hopper and Abe move back.
Please tell me we just stumbled into a very messed up daycare.
The rat steals Hopper's map.
Rusty, is this guide humor?
You didn't tell me this guy was looking for the hamster of darkness.
The map flies up.
Rusty, what? You lose your manners along with that eye?
Stay out of this, skunk.
Yeah, it's me. I'm Meg, by the way.
I don't care. Now give me that map.
Over our dead bodies.
So, Mr. Gorilla, just to be clear, Meg was speaking metaphorically about the dead bodies thing. Uh-oh, he's a literalist.
He puts down his baby. Luther leaps and strikes. On the counter, the dominoes shake. Meg gives a series of kicks.
Take that! My kind of girl!
The gorilla lands on a stock of bottles. He throws them.
We're in a bar fight, Abe!
Hopper and Abe take cover behind a cash register. Meg does backflips, loses the map. The rat gets it back.
Our map! He's getting away! Or not.
She throws a bottle that knocks out the rat.
Come on, is that all you got?
With her arms, Meg makes a kung fu movement. Luther hits his chest. He charges. Meg hits him in the plexus. He crosses the room. The dominoes wobble.
Meg, you're amazing! I'm assuming you're not going with Rusty as your guide anymore. You know, because of the whole betrayal thing. You're hired. This should probably be a lesson. Don't judge a book by its cover. Because you might end up reading a really bad book.
Hopper hits a customer at the counter. His neighbors fall down. The dominoes fall. Everyone points to Hopper for the rhinoceros.
I'm really, really sorry.
Meg, we got a problem.
And I've got the solution. Guys, put these on.
Clothes pegs.
Now!
Meg lifts her bottom. Outside, a cloud of yellow smoke. The passers-by faint. The trio calmly leave.
What a blast! I'm gonna keep this if that's okay.
In the side room, the little one plays with the rat.
Oh, darn! I need to change your diaper.
In the desert, the trio passes carcasses of large animals.
Hold up. This sweating is chafing me like there's no tomorrow. Which there probably isn't.
He takes off his hat and replaces it with a boater.
That's better.
Succulents with red flowers are growing in the sand.
A little hot in that jacket? Not at all. I'm actually a little cold. Okay, so I know we haven't talked compensation, but I have a proposal. I'll take you to wherever you want to go for a free.
What's the catch?
Well, I've been on a fair number of adventures myself, exclusively solo expeditions, you know, because of the skunk thing. And the truth is...
She rips up a plant.
It's been kind of lonely.
She picks the flower, throws away the stem. It's a scorpion. The other plants hide under the sand.
Meg, you can stay with us as long as you like.
Really?
Really?
You are not going to regret this. No siree. I gotta tell you guys, I think we're on the cusp of something great here. Something epic. Something unprecedented.
Abe recovers the flower. It pinches him.
Hamster of darkness. That's the big one. When we find it, I wouldn't be surprised if they put us on the cover of Adventure Weekly and Adventure Monthly.
She throws a stone. Carnivorous plants emerge.
And chicken hair? If they put your name first, you know, I'm totally fine with that. Just happy to be part of the team.
You think she brought anything to plug my ears?
They enter a maze of red rocks.
Hey, what kind of name is Chicken Hair anyway? Is that part Euganarian?
I actually don't know.
Really? No clue? Because it is such a unique name.
Well, it's very unusual. Because I see the hair, but I don't see the chicken. I'm gonna figure this out. I'm great at puzzles.
The immense rocks extend as far as the eye can see. Under a blazing sun, the trio arrives in front of a river.
Well, that's too bad. Looks like we'll have to head back.
Follow me.
She ties her lasso high up and crosses the stream.
Your turn.
Why can't I ever meet anyone who shares my pessimism?
Hopper throws his lasso, which wraps around him.
If you take off that jacket, it might help with your follow-through. Just a suggestion. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a skunk, right?
No, I'm good. Third time's a charm.
He loses his lasso.
Oops. Now what?
Stay put and don't try anything foolish.
From above, Barry spots them and turns back. Harold and his men cross a bamboo bridge.
I expected more from you, Luther. I won't tolerate another mistake.
Why is this thing even here? Why isn't he at home with your wife? What has happened to you, Luther?
See, Lappin, me and my wife have 2-3 jobs. It's hard, you know, providing for the baby. See, I can't afford the cost of diapers.
Enough! Has the entire criminal underworld gone soft since I've been locked up? Do me a favor. Go back to your wife. Go.
The gorilla leaves.
Wah! Oh, good. The dog's back. Please tell me something positive.
Chicken Hair made it through the desert of death.
What? Impossible.
Well, technically improbable since he did make it through. I mean, he's just a couple clicks behind us.
What are clicks? I hear that term all the time on missions like this, but I don't know what they
are. Destroy the bridge. It would take them a week to get around the quicksand. By then, I'll have Featherbeard completely under my control.
Our control. Huh? Your control, obviously.
The two bulls pull a rope. The bridge collapses in its entirety. At sunset...
We'll have to go around. That's gonna take at least a week.
We don't have a week. My Uncle Lapin will already have the hamster by then. We can cross it.
Sure, for a couple of feet, but then we die! Because this is quicksand, and quicksand sucks you under until you die! That's what it does. That's its whole reason for existing.
Chicken Hair is right. We should try. The quicksand is only in a few spots. If we avoid those spots, we'll have a solid path across.
Do you know where that path is?
Just follow in my footsteps and you'll be okay.
I'll go last.
The trio advances carefully on the sand.
Who's this Uncle Lapin?
Oh, he's just a genius adventurer with grandiose plans, most likely covering a deep-seated insecurity.
Sounds like someone else I know.
Hopper sinks.
Chicken Hair!
Oh, no.
Chicken Hair!
Abe, help!
Grab onto me! Oh, darn, I'm a goner, too!
Hey, watch the shell!
Hold on, Chicken Hair!
Meg lassoes Abe and pulls. He lets go of Hopper's hand and ends up on the bank.
Meg! I'm going down!
Stay still! Don't move!
Oh!
She climbs on a large bamboo stem. From the top, she throws the lasso to Hopper. As he's pulled, Hopper's boots come off. He drops the lasso.
What are you doing? Grab the whip! With your hands! Isn't that kind of implied?
Just pull!
A little help, Abe! Hurry! You need to use your hands! Is it me or is it a pretty simple concept he's failing to grasp?
Abe hangs onto the part of the bamboo on the bank. She loses her balance. The lasso wraps around the stem. Clinging to the handle, she climbs back up the bamboo. Hopper comes out of the sand without his boots.
Oh my gosh! I'm pulling him out of his skin!
They fly into the air, falling on top of Abe. Black. When she wakes, Meg discovers Hopper's feet.
Wait, are those chicken legs? Whoa. Hold on a second. Chicken Hair. Oh, lightning bolt. That's where the name comes from. Told you I was great at puzzles. Those are chicken feet. Whoa. You're part chicken, part hair, aren't you?
Abe is stuck on his back.
Hello? What about me? Hey, a little help here, guys. I'm stuck.
Chicken feet tread the ground of a bamboo forest. Looking bad, Hopper stares at Meg. She hesitates to speak.
Do you have other chicken parts?
No.
Abe points to his head. Meg takes the hat off.
Hey!
Wow, that is awesome! What else? Do you have wings? You have wings under that jacket, don't you?
Nope, you've pretty much seen the top shelf stuff. He's just got a couple of feathers under there.
Let me see him.
No.
Hey, are there other chicken hairs?
Not that I know of.
You're your own species? How awesome is that? You're basically automatically endangered.
It's not awesome.
So, like, what can you do? Oh my gosh, you can fly.
I can't fly. Chickens can't even fly.
Technically they can, over very short distances.
Oh, come on, but you're only part chicken.
How many flying hairs have you ever seen?
Well, none. But I've also never seen a hare with such gigantic floppy ears like yours. I mean, on an elephant.
I can't fly!
He flies into the air.
You can fly!
Meg and Abe also fly up.
They all fall down again, their heads upside down, hung by rope.
See? I can't fly. I can't clear a bar with my scent like you, Meg. There's nothing good about being me, okay?
Ooh, you've got a me problem.
The bamboos turn around, forming totem poles of pig's heads.
I think we got a we problem.
Hopper and Meg are covered with darts.
Oh, no.
Abe's cheek is hit. Then his body. He falls asleep. The bamboo pigs approach their captives. Blackout. The pig columns form a frame. They move the hanging captives to their settlement. A pig blows into a bamboo to sound out an arrival. Hopper opens his eyes for a second. Each pig receives a flaming torch. They gather around the hanging frame. Meg, Hopper, and Abe are dropped to the ground. They look up.
Piggies?
The pigs advance. One taps Hopper on the head with his bamboo.
Hey, we come in peace.
For the record, I didn't want to come at all. Blast them. Blast them all.
Hold on, I can't. I haven't recharged yet.
Haven't recharged? What happened to being special?
The pigs surround Hopper.
Hey, that tickles.
Meg climbs up on the pigs.
Behold, woo, the chicken hair, god of the land and sky, flyer over short distances. Part chicken, part hair. Almighty.
The pigs are impressed by the presentation of Hopper. They step aside, and a gigantic round pig, wheeled forward on a base of small square pigs, arrives. He leans towards Hopper.
You are a god?
Sure.
Oh, that's good enough for me. Prepare the feast.
See? Me problem.
Tonight, we shall ply the almighty chicken hair and his strange helpers with our finest banquet. And then, tomorrow, at first light, we shall take them to our volcano and sacrifice the god chicken hair to our god, Santoro the Stoic. Think you're just the thing to finally put a smile on Santoro's face.
Just to be clear, chicken hair's the only one going in the volcano, right?
At the summit of a mountain above their village, the pigs pile up to form a hanging frame where their three prisoners are suspended, locked in cages. Abe picks his teeth.
Wow, that meal was incredible. These guys really know how to throw a sacrifice.
See, Meg? This is what happens when I'm myself.
Maybe we could take a break from the pity party. Let me tell you about a little skunk named, I don't know, Peg.
Ooh, I love a good story. Especially after a meal like that.
Growing up, nobody wanted to have a playdate with Peg on account of her being a skunk. Even when she got the cool new dolls and had the best goodie bags for her birthday, nobody came. She bathed twice a day. Didn't matter. So she corked herself.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. But that didn't work either. So naturally, Peg got angry. Her parents wanted her to channel that anger into something positive. So she got a black belt in karate. And kung fu. And kendo. And seven other martial arts. But that didn't help either. She was still angry. Deep down, Peg still wished she was anything but a skunk. Until one day when she went with her class on a field trip to the Royal Treasury. And then Billy Goat Jones, the jerk who always teased Peg the most, shut the door behind us. But the treasurer was the only one with the combination. You know what happens when a skunk fears for her life? Well, Peg was a skunk who feared for her life and had been corked for 3 years.
The armored door falls open.
Peg saved everyone that day.
And you were a big hero and everyone loved you, Meg. Peg.
No. They treated me worse than ever. But for the first time, I didn't care. Because I realized that the thing I was corking wasn't something to be ashamed of. No, it's what made me special. Chicken Hair, you're a corker. And until you blow open your treasury vault, you're never going to know what makes you special.
Nice story, Meg. And I especially like the way you changed your name to make it feel more universal. But when the volcano turns us to ash, it isn't really going to discriminate between the corkers and the non-corkers.
True, but they're not going to throw us in that volcano.
They're not?
Nope, because you're going to break us out of here.
The pigs are all sleeping deeply.
Are you sure about this? Trust me.
The trio start swinging their cages. Hopper tickles a pig on the nose. The pig sneezes and falls to the ground. Pleased, he repeats the feather tickle. Meg and Hopper tickle the pigs on both of the frames of the portico. They sneeze and fall. The pigs pile up on the floor, still asleep. The portico slowly lowers. One meter from the ground, Hopper passes his claws through the bars and steals the keys from a sleeping pig. They break out of the cage.
Chicken Hair.
Hopper sees his hat on the chief pig, who's deep asleep.
I'll be right back. No.
Hopper rushes to the pig's camp. Abe nervously descends the stone cliff.
Really?
Hopper jumps from platform to platform and pulls himself up onto a high bamboo.
Chicken Hair, don't!
The bamboo bends under his weight. Hopper is right above the leader.
You don't need those.
He stretches out to retrieve his hat from the leader's head. He falls onto the pig. He takes the hat and sees the sleeping pig's open eye. He covers it with an ear. Hopper carefully descends the pig pyramid. He forces a smile to Meg, who gives him the big eyes. Hopper accidentally catches on a pig's tail that's a radar antenna. A message is sent to the leader. The pigs rush into action. They form a square box around the trio and threaten them with bamboo spears.
Well, you know, I always felt waiting till first light was a bit arbitrary. Take them to the volcano now!
Put down your weapons or your god gets it!
Abe? Come on, guys, hurry up!
Look how Santoro maintains his stoicism, even with a spear at his throat.
Let's see how he maintains his stoicism rolling down a hill. Now they'll all follow him as we make our escape.
Abe throws the statuette, which bounces several times before returning to its initial altar place.
Or not.
Get them! Oh, great Santoro, your revenge is at hand.
The leader activates a bamboo cannon that fires marshmallow pigs.
Watch out! This is not worth perpetual three-day revenge!
Hopper is hit by a mini marshmallow launched by the blowgun.
No, come here!
A pig runs off with his hat. Hopper charges after him. The pigs form a frame. A clamp catches Hopper. He falls back, loses his jacket. Annoyed, he accelerates, takes back his hat from the pig, and passes him.
Please tell me you've recharged.
I'm trying! Almost there!
You know, I'm really starting to think that you're not special at all. You just have an enormous ego.
There we go. I'm back!
Fire in the hole!
Meg expels a big yellowish cloud that propels her forward with Abe. The pigs faint.
Chicken Hair.
Hopper is followed by the other pigs. A wall rises in front of him, and others pile up and surround him. roars and a cannon advances. The leader fires a projectile. To Hopper's surprise, some new feathers come out of his wings. He avoids the pigs that then collide into his team. The leader fires more pigs at Hopper.
Chicken Air, your moves have moves.
Hopper rushes towards the chief, leans on his head, and jumps onto the wall in front of him. He runs on the piled pigs and avoids all traps and projectiles to join his friends.
Good work, Chicken Hair!
Did you see that?
Meg is hit by a mini pig dart. The pigs are after them.
Let's go.
Look!
Whoa! The mountain!
In the distance, a solitary mountain. They join Abe on the edge of the cliff. The pigs are not far behind.
Incoming!
Hopper and Meg hide behind Abe from the projectiles.
Meg, get us across!
I can't do it!
I can't do it! Last time I tried...
Last time your stupid jacket was holding your arm back. You're almost here, Chicken Hair!
Hopper wraps his whip around a branch.
Oh, I did it! Here we go!
Hang on!
They swing ahead and cross the precipice.
Oh, please.
Hopper's claws slip on the edge. They fall into the void, hanging from the whip.
You couldn't have brought the extra large whip, could you, Meg?
The tree trunk gives way.
I hate adventuring. It's even further than I thought.
The trio falls into the water at the bottom of the abyss. On the cliff, a small pig makes a face at them. Abe catches the branch that Meg sends him from the ground. Abe kisses the ground.
According to the map, the temple is at the top of the mountain.
We need a plan. LePez is probably halfway up there already.
I have a plan. If we take the nearly impassable pass, then by the time the trails merge, we should be ahead of them.
Sounds like a genius plan to me. You know what? We might actually get that hamster of darkness after all.
What do you mean, might? The pond's gonna be eating our feather dust. Abe?
This mud is actually very nutrient rich.
Let's go.
Hey, I wanna stop LePin as much as you. Well, maybe 10% as much as you. But can't be that good doing it.
Meg sees Hopper's hat on the water's edge. She smiles, leaves it, and follows her friends. Barry flies towards the snowy mountain. Harold stirs a fire to boil a carrot. His two bull sidekicks eat a raw carrot. Barry crashes into the pan.
Here I am. You won't believe it. Chicken Hair's heading up the nearly impassable pass!
What? Impossible?
Huh? No. Again, I think it's more improbable than impossible. You know, I tell you what, the way he's going, the three deadly trials won't be a problem at all for Chicken Hair.
Harold observes the trio through the telescope.
Get the dynamite.
Come on, Abe! We're closing in on them.
Hello, I'm a turtle. Are you completely unaware of my species' role in fables?
Hopper and Meg pull Abe up onto a flat area. An avalanche falls down the mountain.
You idiots! The avalanche was supposed to take out Chicken Hair, not us!
It really is so difficult to find good help these days.
LePin!
Look, LePin's a goner.
I guess there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, there is.
Abe opens his flask. Only one drop comes out.
You're right. Nothing we can do.
Let's go.
Sorry, guys.
The trio approaches the summit. They arrive in front of a cliff of ice.
According to the legend, we're looking for a hamster face etched in the ice.
They inspect the ice. Meg looks through a hollow. They advance through the breach and through the ice cliff.
going in.
You read my mind, partner.
Wait. Lupin's dead and buried. Probably not in that order, but still. We saved the kingdom. We're done here. Let's go home.
Abe, if I can bring back the Hamster of Darkness, my dad will have to let me join the Royal Adventure Society.
Isn't it enough that you made it this far?
And who's gonna believe me? I need the hamster as proof. Now the only thing standing between us and it are the three deadly trials.
Abe, you want to stay behind, that's fine, but I'm in!
With a high kick, Meg breaks the wall at the entrance of the cave.
I've always been a follower. I want every other Thursday off, too!
They go into the cave holding torches.
In order to enter the Temple of the Hamster of Darkness, one must pass the three deadly trials.
Why is it always three? Why can't it ever be two trials?
What's the first one?
We hamsters may be small of stature, but we are cool under pressure. We never lose our heads. Even when confronted by imminent death.
Imminent death? That's how we start?
The door closes behind them. Spikes come out of the walls.
Sadistic little rodents, aren't they?
Abe taps on the door in vain.
Small of stature. Cool under pressure.
Hopper pushes a hamster carving into the wall. The spikes stop at the last moment and retract.
Hey! Ooh, a secret passage!
Well done.
Let's get out of here.
Abe rushes towards the exit. He falls in a staircase. A long corridor lies ahead. Giant statues of hamsters are frozen in the walls.
What's the second trial?
Though we hamsters may not be so fleet of foot to outrun our destiny, we do have the courage to face it.
Enough of this fake, self-deprecating routine. Why couldn't these hamsters hire shrinks like the rest of us?
Stalactites fall from the ceiling. A gigantic wheel rolls towards them from behind.
Run! Oh, look! That's Ramon's wife!
I think it's wonderful that you're such an admirer of the female form!
It's my destiny! We have to stand here, facing destiny.
Oh, yeah. Or we can run. Meg, if you're gonna side with me once before I die, you have about 10 seconds. 9.
I'm standing with Chicken Hair.
Uh-oh, miscalculated. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Abe joins them. A notch goes into the wheel to spare them as it rolls over them. The wall of ice that imprisons the giant statue explodes. They see a passage in the back behind the statue and go forward. Abe, trailing behind, puts his glasses back on his nose and hurries up. They enter a purple-lit room where an immense sculpture of a hamster sits on a throne.
Think these hamsters had some issues with being short?
Do I even want to ask what the third trial is?
All the legend says is, do this.
Do what?
Hopper turns. Behind him, the statue starts moving.
That can't be it. Could it?
The figure does a little dance, one paw on its tummy and the other above the head. The statue stretches its palms and points its luminous eyes towards the trio. Hopper moves forward. He imitates its posture and then does the same ridiculous dance. The statue bends down towards him. Hopper shuts his eyes in fear. He opens them again and sees a passage behind the missing statue.
Man, these hamsters keep you off balance.
The trio takes the staircase which leads to a passage above the precipice. At the end, there's a mound of ice on which an object is poised.
The scepter. We made it.
Hopper walks alone towards the mound, climbs the few steps, and grabs the scepter that's set between the two ice cones.
I'm taking you home.
He unhooks it and falls backwards. The large ice cone above the location of the scepter turns green. Hopper picks up the scepter, whose pommel also turns green.
The hamster of darkness.
But you...
were buried in that avalanche? Or did I make you think I was? See, I asked myself, why should I try to pass the three deadly trials when my very eager nephew would do it for me? Now give me that scepter.
Don't do it. Don't give it to him.
You're smart, Chicken Hair. I could use someone like you. You could be in charge of my adventure society. We'll show everyone who laughs at us, take our revenge on those who would shun us because we're different. We're so alike, you and I.
I'm nothing like you.
But you are. Because, Chicken Hair, I'm your father. I'm just kidding. I'm not your father. But wow, wouldn't it have been crazy if I was, right?
The two bulls are speechless.
Now give me that scepter.
One more step, and I'll throw it over the edge.
Do it, and I'll throw your friends over.
Give it to him, post haste. Do not call his bluff. Prisoners play a lot of poker.
A lot.
If I give it to you, you'll let them go?
I'll let you all go. I swear it.
Chicken Hair, no, he's lying. No.
Do you know the final piece of the legend, Chicken Hair?
He who releases the hamster of darkness shall be followed for all of his days.
Barry springs forth and tries to grab the scepter from Hopper's hands.
That's right, little freak.
Harold seizes the scepter and throws Hopper towards the bull that captures him.
I, Lapand the Ninth, call upon you to bring the darkness.
Green lights appear in the ice. Hamsters are formed inside the ice. They break through the ice and join Harold by the thousands. They all rush towards the pommel of the scepter.
What have I done?
Now what do you say we go take back my kingdom?
What about the freak and his friends?
I promised I'd let them go. So let them go. Over the edge.
Darn semantics.
A bull accidentally throws them to the safety of a column of ice.
I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that you should freeze to death in about 12 hours.
Really? I think it's gonna be much quicker.
What's the good news?
Please be that they're sending a rope down for us. Please be that they're sending a rope down for us.
The good news is that means you'll live longer than your father, Chicken Hair.
I wouldn't call that good news. Maybe slightly better news.
Back in the kingdom, King Arthur is in front of his castle.
We found nothing. It was just another of my brother's tricks. Let's hope for the best and prepare for the worst. If Lupin got to the scepter, things could get very rough. Go and take shelter in the dungeon.
A letter.
Dad, I've gone to stop Lupin. I know I'm not an adventurer like you, but I'll try my best. I'm sorry for all this. I love you, Chicken Hair.
On top of the ice column...
This is all my fault.
You know what? You're right. It is all your fault. 100%. We could have gone home now. But no, you needed to find the hamster of darkness just so everyone would forget that you're
a freak? I thought bringing it back would make them accept me.
Oh, it's not all your fault. It's Meg's fault, too. She's a terrible influence. And I wasn't gonna say freak. I was gonna say chicken head.
Same thing.
No, they're not.
Look at me! Why couldn't I just be normal? Then Lupin never would have escaped, and I wouldn't have had to come all
because
this way.
Because you're not normal. And pretending you were only made it worse.
But when you got rid of that silly costume and became you, you found the Hamster of Darkness, the treasure that no adventurer could find for thousands of years.
Yeah, Lupin never would have found it without you. I'm sorry, I'm trying to let it go, but I can't.
Look, all of us are born with things that make us different. The only choice we have is how we see those things. So we can either be ashamed of them, or we can embrace them and recognize that our differences are what make us...
special.
Hopper grabs the rope and jumps into the void head first. He spreads his two big ears decorated with feathers like two wings. He straightens his flight just before he gets stuck on the ice stakes at the bottom. And goes up towards the opposite cliff on which he succeeds in pulling himself up. He fastens the rope, the other end of which is attached to the column.
Really?
Oh. Meg pulls herself up on the rope. The three friends run out of the cave.
Come on, Abe!
We're too far ahead. By the time we get back to your kingdom, it'll be too late.
We've come too far. There's gotta be a way.
I have a plan.
You have a plan?
I have my moments. My secret shame. I was born without a shell. This one's my Uncle Herb's. Love you, Uncle Herbie.
Abe takes off his shell. He's left in his blue underwear.
What? It's not like I got feathers growing out of my head.
It's not that. It's just that, you're really pale.
Ew, that is unattractive. Anyway, who's ready to ride?
Abe and Hopper zoom down a slope on half the shell.
Should've used less wax! Get down!
Meg surfs down on the other half. They zigzag down together.
Hooray! We're gonna catch the bomb!
Why not?
Abe points to the precipice.
I hate adventuring.
In the castle, a frog in a hurry hops up the staircase.
Sir, Lupin's at the gate. He requests to see you.
Let's settle this.
Arthur slams his fist on the table. The king goes onto the bridge to meet his brother.
Not another step forward, brother, until you tell me where my son is.
Oh, you mean that worthless little half-breed freak? He's not coming back. I made quite sure of that.
Hold it! Brother, please, where is my son?
I assume by now he's frozen to death on the side of the cliff I threw him over.
No!
Harold avoids Arthur's attack.
The scepter? That's right. I found it.
Technically chicken hip.
Enough talk! Hamsters attack!
Harold brandishes the scepter that shines a powerful green light. A swarm of hamsters invade the castle and make the guards vanish.
Sounds like a lost cause.
My favorite kind. Meg, I'll need your whip.
Thought you'd never ask.
Abe puts on his helmet. On the bridge, the two bulls get rid of a portrait of Arthur. Behind them, the trio climbs the wall.
We can sneak up on Lupin.
That's a terrible plan. He's got a million hamsters.
Lance, Whitey,
Chicken Hair. We thought you were dead.
Nope, alive and kicking with these.
His chicken feet.
So, where do we stand?
It looks pretty hopeless.
We've got to get down there.
All we gotta do is figure out a way to get past those million hamsters.
Details. What? I was born without a shell. A healthy dose of skepticism has been essential to my survival.
That's how we sneak up on Lupin.
With my skepticism?
No, with your shell.
Well, at least we know your plan is not the worst one, Whitey.
Mine, at long last.
Oh,
perfect fist. Actually, I'll need to have it taken in a little because you have such a big fat head, brother. Maybe you're not so perfect after all.
Abe, clinging to his shell, shatters the stained glass window.
What?
Hey, say hello to my little smelly friend.
Meg, hidden under the shell, releases her yellow cloud on the hamsters. They suffocate.
Hey, Chicken Hair's plan worked!
Hopper takes Harold prisoner with his whip and retrieves the scepter.
Chicken Hair? You?
Hamsters! I command you to fight no more and return to the scepter! I mean it! I'm serious! I command you! Please?
Fool! That scepter is nothing without me. For he who releases the hamster of darkness shall be followed for all of his days. The power is already mine.
That's not true. Without the scepter, he will lose his power.
Then I'll get rid of it.
Hamster!
Oh, Chicken Hair!
Attack! The green hamsters run towards Hopper. Sitting on the throne, he lowers the royal scepter. The wall rotates above the arena. The swarm of hamsters carry off Lance, Whitey, Meg, and Abe. They fall at the feet of the bulls.
Oops. Now what?
What are you waiting for? Break that wall!
The hamsters form a whirlpool. In the arena with the magic scepter, Hopper runs to the levers. He lowers a lever, flames shoot up. A second one opens a door. Alligators are hiding behind it. The hamsters swirl around Arthur, who's tied up. A third lever sets off an explosion of hamsters. The throne wall is destroyed. The hamsters form a giant monster.
Get the scepter, now, before he throws it in the pit!
Arthur sees his sword on the floor. Hopper lowers all the levers. The arena floor retracts. He jumps on the bridge, pursued by the monster.
Hamsters, the wheel!
The hamsters slide under the footbridge and make the wheel turn. Hopper loses his balance and drops the scepter.
Okay, Chicken Hair. That's how you want to play it? Then let's do it my way.
Harold pulls a lever. The floor falls back into place. The monster advances on the bridge. Harold starts the first run. Hopper leaps between the ropes. The monster crushes the trees. Barry to Harold.
How does it look?
Hopper gets the scepter back. A knife attacks him. He loses the scepter.
That wasn't there before.
The hamsters have knives. A knife on a tree is projected towards Harold. It just misses him. With their lassos, Lance and Whitey swing above the hamsters.
They rode it! Come and get us if you dare!
The hamsters abandon the bulls to pursue them.
Hi there.
They're knocked out. With the help of his blade, Arthur cuts the rope. Hopper wants the scepter back. The sharp waves of the second course appear. The monster chases Hopper. Hopper is sent into the air by the monster. He flies over the waves and grabs the scepter. The monster sinks.
Look at him!
Get me the scepter if you want to fly another day.
Hopper climbs up the planks of the obstacle course, chased by the hamsters. He has the scepter between his teeth. Hopper loses the scepter again. Barry seizes it. Hopper rushes to grab hold of it, flying up. He shakes Barry on the end of the scepter. The hamsters are chasing him. He bats them off with the scepter. He bats Barry into the air. Barry is thrown off and away. Hopper fights the hamsters.
Game over, Lupin.
No, it's not. We're just about to get stopped.
The two brothers fight a duel. Harold falls onto a lever, which engages the bridge to the missing planks. The hamsters fall into the void. Arthur and Harold watch Hopper far off. Arthur blocks the lever with his sword. Harold kicks Arthur to the ground. He tries to push the blocked lever. Hopper throws the scepter into the pit. It lands on the net. A mass of hamsters swarm over Hopper. Barry retrieves the scepter and flies away.
Catch me if you can!
Let's finish this, brother.
Not so fast! Huh?
Meg lassoes his wrist.
Hamsters!
Charge!
The mass of hamsters abandon Hopper and rush to obey Harold. Barry is hovering above the arena.
Finish him!
Chicken hair is mine.
Hopper presses the button to start the fireworks. A rocket hits the doc, who loses the scepter. It falls back on the bridge. The flames from the rocket burn the net. At a distance, Harold and Hopper challenge each other with their eyes. They run towards each other. Hopper recovers the scepter.
Give me that!
Wants to throw it down. Harold holds it with his lasso, which he pulls to him. Hopper lets go of the lasso. The scepter falls further behind him. Both of them speed towards the object. Harold attacks with his knife. Hopper falls down.
Good riddance.
He wants to snatch the scepter. Hopper holds it, hanging under the bridge. Harold attacks with the knife again. Hopper wedges the blade between his feet. It falls into the pit. Harold gets the scepter back. The walkway is detaching. Hopper, hanging onto a plank, grabs his uncle's hand. The scepter disappears into the abyss. The hamsters watch. Harold hangs on to Hopper and comes back up. Arthur and the trio watch.
I got you. Come on.
Harold walks over Hopper and kicks him into the abyss.
Chicken hand, no!
Fly, chicken.
Fly!
A rope from the footbridge breaks. As he's falling, Hopper uses his big ears to stabilize himself. Harold latches onto Hopper as he's falling.
If I'm going down, at least I'm taking you with me.
They get closer to the green, dazzling light. Hopper deploys his feathers and rises up. Harold disappears into the green light of the abyss. All over the kingdom, hamsters vanish. The green light bursts into the arena, and Hopper appears, flying up and high into the air. He somersaults in pleasure. Everyone watches with joy.
Hey, guys! I'm back!
All right! You did it! Did you see that? I can fly!
I wouldn't call that flying.
More like gliding.
Abe, cork it, will you?
Chicken hair, you found it.
Yeah, but then LePont took it and...
Not the hamster of darkness, chicken hair. You. You found you. I'm glad.
Me too, Dad.
Whoa. A hare who can fly. How cool is this?
What are you talking about? He can fly because he's a chicken.
What? He's a hare.
Chicken.
Hare.
Chicken.
Hare.
Chicken.
Hare.
Chicken.
Hare.
Chicken.
So, what'd I miss? Huh? Oh. Hey.
A banquet is installed in the tidied-up courtyard.
Chicken hare?
Arthur enters his son's room. He's studying a book, dressed as an adventurer.
Chicken hair.
I knew it!
He leaps up, clings to the chandelier, and falls down again in front of a map.
Chicken hair? What are you doing?
Guys! I just discovered the location of the Holy Spork! We leave in 5 minutes!
Aw, but they're just about to start bringing out the hors d'oeuvres.
But what about your induction? This is what you've wanted your whole life.
Sorry, Dad. Don't have time.
Hold on, chicken hair. You can't leave without this.
Arthur entrusts him with his machete in a holster.
Whoa. Your golden machete? You really mean this? I love you, Dad.
The father and son hug each other.
Now, go get that holy spork.
Hopper jumps on the railing of his balcony. He smiles at his dad, spreads his feathered ears, arms wide, and takes off. Bag on her back, Meg follows him.
No, oh, what are the odds that both of my best friends are masochists?
Hopper whirls above the kingdom. The inhabitants cheer for him. He somersaults and flies through the streets. He sees his two friends and joins them on a square. Seen from above, the square fades away. The compass rose of a compass appears. Chicken Hair, directed by Benjamin Mousquet and Ben Stassen. Written by David Collard, based on characters by Chris Grine. Produced by Ben Stassen, Caroline von Issigen, and Mathieu Zeller. Music by Puggy. This audio description was created by Titra Film in 2022. Written and voiced by Christina Batman. We'll be right back. A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.